Now, the book of Proverbs actually seemed to be a collection of sayings without any particular regard for orderly arrangement. You read them, you just think that, well, you've at last found a book in the Bible where you can lift out a verse and let it stand alone, put it in a frame and put it on the wall. I don't believe you can do that even with Proverbs. I think the book tells a story, and we'll notice this as we go through. Actually, it's the picture of a young man starting out in life, and he gets his first lesson in this very first chapter, verse 7. This is the key. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now we begin here with verse 8. Listen to this. My son, hear the instruction of thy father. Forsake not the law of thy mother. Now you will recall that back in Ephesians, in the 6th chapter, it opened with, children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is right, they said. Now, here we have it again in the Old Testament put in language like this. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. The little fella is to start out as being one obedient to the parents. That's where life begins, by the way, and that's where important lessons are learned. Now, there are two schools that bid for this young man. You see, he grows up in the home. He's to listen to father and mother. They're his first teachers. In fact, my mom and dad are God to the little one. I've told this before, but I want to tell you that it made a great impression on me as a young preacher. We were coming across the country. It was during the war, and we wanted to get into California. I had an important engagement, and so we were driving at night. And we got down to Blythe, California, and we went in that the inspection station. And my, how lovely the man was there, the one in charge. He let my wife come in and heat the bottle for the baby, and she was able to feed her. That was a cold night. We came back and got in the car and started out, and we just put her down between us. Didn't have seat belts in those days or a car seat for a child. We just put her down between us, and I never shall forget. It was a bad night, cold night, rainy night, and not too much traffic on the highway, but a narrow highway. And we started out, and she just sat right there, and before long, she just went right off to sleep, leaning right up against her daddy. She had utmost confidence in me. And I said at the time, oh, Lord, help me to trust you, my heavenly Father, just like she's trusting me. Now, when a child starts off in home, mom and dad are just like God to the little one. But it's important that mom and dad act like God wants them to act. And so the little fella sent to mom and dad here, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. But wait a minute. Wait a minute, Lord. Maybe mom and dad are not Christians. Maybe mom and dad won't bring the little fella up right. God says, I'm going to hold them responsible. And may I say it to you today, God holds parents responsible for the condition of the little folk. And today, we've got a generation that didn't get the right training in the home, and they surely didn't get the right training in the school. And then we wonder today, as one man who has two hippie sons, he said to me, he says, Dr. McGee, what's happening to young people today? I had to bite my tongue to keep from telling him. I said, you're what's happened to your own children. There's no question about that. Now, that doesn't mean that every parent has been a failure who has young people that have gotten away. A lot of them get away, but they come back to the Lord if they've been brought up right, and you ought never be discouraged about that.